If anyone ever tells you nobody will remember your most embarrassing moment, just know, they're probably lying. Especially if that moment happens in front of an audience. The final verse of Sam Smith's Man I Am filled the airy rafters of Fox and Taylor as I watched Lincoln's newest and most amazing drag king, Moxie Toxic, strutting up and down between the restaurant's packed tables. The audience were absolutely entranced, but I wasn't sure whether it was because of Moxie's voice, their strut, or the fact their cowboy hat, boots and shirt glittered with so many rhinestones, it was impossible to look at them without seeing stars. I was kind of jealous, because glitter and sparkles were my favourite things, but I couldn't deny how fabulous Moxie looked. Moxie, Bitchfit, Lincoln's resident trash goblin and one of my best drag friends and I were all hosting Fox and Taylor's monthly bottomless drag brunch, where we each got 25 minutes to strut our stuff, while the guests ate beautiful food and drank as many cocktails as they could stomach. The restaurant was a newer addition to the high street, with huge windows, high ceilings and a glitzy Art Deco-inspired decor, with gold highlights sparkling on the midnight blue walls and polished faux marble floor. They'd only started running the drag brunches over the summer, but they'd already become a hit and had sold out within a couple of days of the tickets going on sale. Simon, one of the owners, had said they'd even started getting groups rebooking their table for the next month as soon as they arrived for the current one, which was wild to me, but in the best way. I loved seeing how much support Lincoln's small but passionate drag community was getting from the locals. I'd done two of the four brunches since they tried to get a variety of performers in to stop the audience getting bored, but I was hoping they'd keep inviting me back. The money was pretty good for a few hours' work, and they always fed us afterwards. There weren't many places that threw in a decent free meal as part of the arrangement, so I wanted to stay in Simon's good books, and that meant serving absolute perfection. Moxie set finished the thunderous applause and cheering, and they strolled into the little offstage area we'd been given, which was a couple of cordoned off tables at the back of the restaurant nearest the kitchen, with an ornate Art Deco screen in front of it to give us some semblance of privacy. They picked up one of the glasses of juice we'd been given and downed the whole thing in one before putting their hat on the table and sliding onto a chair. "That was fun," they said, giving Bitch and me an exhausted smile. "It's roasting out there, though, and it's packed. I know they told everyone to tuck their bags away, but there's definitely a few stray bag handles. There's a bit of a sticky patch over by the window, too. I think someone spilt something." They pointed in the direction they meant, and I nodded, making a mental note to avoid it if possible. Wearing 8-inch glittering pleasers might have made my legs look amazing, but they weren't exactly the most stable things in the world.
"You were amazing, though," Bitch said, plonking herself in the seat next to Moxie and grabbing her own glass of juice.
Bitch would go on last, so she had a little bit to wait, but she was also the perfect person to wait and watch with because, although she was as snarky as her name suggested, she was also very supportive and encouraging. If I wanted anyone to be my cheerleader, it was Bitchfit. I just never suggest pom-poms.
"How are you doing the splits in those?"
Bitch asked, gesturing to Moxie's fringed trousers.
"Also, how can you do the splits?"
Moxie chuckled. "I did gymnastics as a kid because my sister wanted to do it and my mum decided I could go too because it would keep me out of trouble. And I made the trousers so they'd stretch. The material has plenty of give in it. They're basically dance trousers."
"God, you can sing, sew and do the splits. If you weren't my friend, I'd hate you."
Bitch winked at them and then looked at me.
"You okay, hun? Ready to shine?"
"Definitely. I'm always ready to sparkle." I grinned and did a little shimmy, making the star sequins sewn into my shirt twinkle. This outfit was one of my favourites and had taken forever for my mum and me to finish it. It had a corset-style bodice with baby blue satin covered in hundreds of white sequins and rhinestones, with a short tulle skirt made up of multiple layers and a handkerchief hem. The skirt was soft blue and white, and while it still glittered with sequins, they were fewer and further between. It was like Elsa from Frozen, crossed with pageant drag exuberance.